In his Saturday radio and internet address, Mr. Obama acknowledges that many people are concerned about proposed changes in the way they pay for health care. But he says Americans should stop shouting at lawmakers in public meetings and ignore false rumors about his health initiatives.
These are legitimate differences worthy of the real discussion that America deserves. One where we lower our voices, listen to one another, and talk about differences that really exist.
Recent U.S. news reports have featured scenes of people at so-called town hall meetings chanting, shouting, and screaming at members of Congress. Mr. Obama says these confrontations are rare, and most public meetings on health care have been respectful and substantive. In the Republican Party message, Senator Orrin Hatch from the western state of Utah agrees that some of the behavior in the meetings is excessively hostile. But he says Americans have the right to express their opinions.
I am disappointed about the attempts to characterize the behavior of Americans expressing their concerns as quote un-American, unquote. Although I strongly encourage the use of respectful debate in these town halls, we should not be stifling these discussions.
Public support for Mr. Obama's health care overhaul plan has been eroding, and he's seeking to reassure Americans that they will be better off if the proposal is approved.
If you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you don't have insurance, you'll finally be able to afford insurance. And everyone will have the security and stability that's missing today.
The president says he wants Americans to have the option of buying into a public health insurance plan, which competes with plans offered by private companies. Critics say that could put some insurance companies out of business. Some Republicans, including Senator Hatch, say Mr. Obama's ideas will cost too much and amount to a government takeover of health care.
Our nation expects us to solve this challenge in an open, honest, and responsible manner. More spending, more taxes, and more government is not the answer.
Mr. Obama continues his campaign to promote his reform plan to the public. Later Saturday, he will hold his second public meeting in 2 days, this one in the western city of Grand Junction, Colorado. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.